Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. And Kathy Lipp is a busy conference and retreat speaker and author of several books. But today we're going to talk about 101 simple ways to show your husband you love him. How about that? Kathy Lipp joins us. How are you this morning?
I'm great, Twanda. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, you've written books about The Husband Project, Clutter-Free Happy Habits for Every Couple. Why a book about pleasing our husbands?
Well, it's been very interesting. My very first book was The Husband Project, mm-hmm. 21 Days of Loving Your Man on Purpose and with a Plan. And I took a very small sampling there and said, hey, girls, let's try some things together and see what's going to make our husbands happy. And I got a lot of great feedback. It was a great place to start. But people wanted more ideas of what mm-hmm. they could do. Mm-hmm. So this one, what I did was I went to dozens of my friends. I said, okay, tell me something that really made a difference in your husband just knowing that he was loved and adored by you. And so that's where we get 101 Simple Ways.
Wow. Wow. And phenomenal that you included in here an assessment of your husband's personality type, because I think, too, sometimes we don't understand. It's like, I don't really. Why did you do that? I don't understand. But you have
right.
to know who your husband is, his personality and his way of thinking. It's kind of like that love language on another level.
Yes, exactly. Well, and I think it's very easy for the world to stereotype our guys. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we would be offended if everybody said, well, the only thing women like to do is, you know, go shopping and, you know, sit and drink coffee with their friends.
Eat bonbons.
I do enjoy both of those.
Yes.
But that's not who I am. And guys aren't just about, you know, cracking up with a cold one and watching the game. My
right.
husband has never done either of those things.
Mine either.
So really understanding who they are, what makes them feel cherished and loved, what makes them feel appreciated
exactly.
and needed, respected.
Mm-hmm.
It's different for every guy. There's some basic things, but for the most part, we need to go a little bit deeper.
Yeah, your husband can be expressive, analytical, driving, or amiable. And
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, and you know, it's been very interesting because I have an expressive personality. I would want my husband to love me in a way that an expressive needs to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tell me you adore me, you know, buy me little things, that kind of thing. None of that works for my husband.
Right.
My husband wants, you know, what he loves is order.
Mm-hmm.
And what he loves is knowing that if I say I'm going to do something, I'm actually going to do it. Those are the things that are important to him.
Right. Now, we're the opposite. My husband is expressive, and I
uh-huh.
am the order person.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, yes,
ah.
yes. Very
so,
much so.
Have you found the same thing, the things that make you feel loved and appreciated are different than what works for him?
Absolutely. Take the trash
yeah.
out, do things without me having to tell you, all
yeah.
of that. But he loves the attention. He wants
right.
to be all affection, affection. He's
yep.
just an affectionate guy.
That's awesome. And
mm-hmm.
see, now that you know that, and it takes some people never figure that out in their marriages, but you figured it out. And so it makes you're not pouring so much effort into something that doesn't work. And
yeah.
he's not saying, why doesn't she love me?
Right,
saying,
right.
I do love you. I'm taking the trash out.
Right.
You know, it makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, we went through the love language thing, and that really helped us to know who we were with each other.
Nice.
You know, and then you tell us, you know, how to love each one of those different types of men. And then you get into just some simple things. And I think you know, one I really, really loved, create a time budget for my husband. He wants my time. And
right.
so I'm very, very busy. And so I have to create time for him.
Yeah. And, you know, to put it actually on your calendar,
mm-hmm.
to block it out,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's interesting. I have kind of a large staff and I've got a couple of people who are scheduling appointments for me. And I finally had to say, guys, I don't work till 7 at night.
Right.
You know, I get up super early in the morning so I can be done by 4 because I want to put my attention on my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are people, you know, you have younger kids. Obviously, your attention's going to be divided.
It's different, yeah.
But this is a priority because my husband also likes, you know, likes to spend quality time together. Mm-hmm. And so making sure that that is on the calendar for the world to see and for him to see, to say, you know, and then if something comes up, I could renegotiate with him. We could do it a different time, a different place. That's fine. But I just love knowing that it's set aside for him.
Right. And he loves it too.
He loves it too.
One of the things that I really like, and I know that my husband appreciates this so much, is when I pray for him. We have family altar, and, you know, most times he prays. We do a devotional. Most times he prays. And then sometimes I'll add in prayer. And but every day I pray for him, and he so appreciates that.
Yeah, it makes all the difference in the world, doesn't it? No, it changes how he goes out into the world.
Yes.
When he appreciates prayer and he knows that you're doing that for him, it changes who he is. It gives him a confidence knowing that he's going in the strength of Christ and it's not under just his own strength. Because we're married to strong guys. We're married to capable guys.
Yes.
But the world is a tough place. And so to say, and it says, I believe in you.
Mm-hmm.
When you go out walking in the confidence of the Lord and of your wife, man, that changes everything.
I'm telling you, it gives them a whole new confidence.
It does.
It really does. And, you know, if your husband's that guy, and I think every man is, that, you know, that you say thank you, I appreciate you. And I think that's in here as well, just being appreciative and grateful and telling him that.
Right. And looking for the good things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, seeking those out, because sometimes we can say, well, he didn't love me in the way that I want to be loved, so it doesn't count.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I need to be thinking, yesterday we needed to return a rental car, and it was right in the middle of his day. He could have been absolutely grumpy about that, and he just said, of course, I'll meet you there. It's all good. I mean, just the attitude he came with makes my life such a blessing. And, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, I didn't thank him for that yesterday, so you know as soon as I get off the call,
you've got to go thank him,
right? Thanking him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it does make a difference. It makes his life better, and it makes my life better, because when I'm practicing gratitude, I'm seeking it out in not just my relationship with my husband, but every area of my life. And when we can be grateful on all those different levels, watch out.
Number 44 is watch a boy movie with him. I surprised my husband as soon as the Star Wars movie came out, the newest one, whatever it was. I don't either. But I went with him. That's something I would never have done. But we went in 3D. We had on our little 3D glasses, and it was so much fun. And he said, honey, I so thank you for just sitting through that with me.
It makes a huge difference to say, hey, I'm trying to engage in what you enjoy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I want to love what you love. Now, maybe there's only my husband and I have very different tastes in movies and things. Like it's tough to find something, but when we do, we can sit on the couch together and watch it, or we find a movie. And what we joke about is I'll go watch a boy movie with him. I'll get a boy movie point, and then he'll come spend it on a girl movie. And it doesn't always have to be tit for tat like that.
Right,
but
right.
It is saying, hey, I'm extending myself because I want to enjoy what you enjoy. You know, he's watched Pride and Prejudice with me. I mean, that earns 1,000 points.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I know.
It's Hallmark for my husband. He's like, okay, let's watch a Hallmark movie.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That's so funny. I love it.
He loves that. You know, I asked my husband, we've only been married 4 years, so I asked my husband, I think 2 years ago, and we still talk about this moment. I asked him one day, he came in from work, and I said, honey, I want to know, what can I do to make you happy? Tell me what it is that I can do to make you happy, to make our marriage better. And he sat there and just looked at me like for 5 minutes, like, what? So today we still talk about those things.
I think it's such a great question, and it kind of will take him by surprise, because I think our society tells us, hey, just by showing up, your husband should be happy.
Right, right.
And you shouldn't have to do anything else. And, you know, there are times where it's like, it's just survival.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
My husband is great. He will be there for me in the survival times. But also, I want to make sure that he's having adventure. That's important to him, that he's getting to. We're a blended family, so
mm-hmm.
that I'm honoring his kids. What can I do to make sure that you know you feel loved? And you know what? Your husband will have an answer.
Oh, he finally came up with some stuff, but he was
I'm
so
sure
surprised
did.
That I asked him.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm talking to the listener out there that if they're willing to do that,
mm-hmm.
they will get an answer. And at first, it may seem really outside your comfort zone.
Yes.
But I think that, you know, we can go there. When we trust the person, we love the person, you know, we can go see the boy movie. We can go to the baseball game. And you may even, who knows, you may even enjoy it.
Right, right, right. You know, another big thing is to laugh. My mom was with a couple that we know very well. And them two together is like paint drying. They don't laugh. They don't smile. It was a horrible trip to be with them. But, you know, me and my husband, we laugh all the time. And sometimes we're getting into something really heated or deep. And then I look at him and I go, you know, it's really not that serious. And we'll just break out laughing.
Yeah.
So you got to learn how to laugh with your spouse.
You have to learn how to laugh. And the good news is there's a lot to laugh at.
Yeah.
And if you are lacking that, go rent a movie. Go find a
mm-hmm.
series on Netflix that
mm-hmm.
you can laugh at together. You know, sometimes marriage is really hard.
Yes.
Yeah, we went through a season. It should have been such a fun season, but my husband's daughter got married. And by the way, I'm a big fan of hers, but, you know, there was some family drama
mm-hmm,
with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to purposely put in some fun stuff so that we remember, oh, that's right, we do like being with each other. Oh, that's right, we do like hanging out together.
Right.
Because it was a tough, everybody hits these tough circumstances. It's how you manage them
mm-hmm.
that is going to say whether you weather them or not.
Absolutely. We went through a tough time when his daughter came to live with us. And I told my husband one day, I said, I don't know, we're going to make it. this is really tough right here. But we got through it. I love this when you say spoil your husband, not your kids. And a lot of people have issues with that, especially in blended families as well, that they will spoil their kids. Their kids come before their husband.
Right. And I think we have this guilt
mm-hmm,
that
mm-hmm.
we haven't given our kids the perfect childhood. And especially if you're from a blended family or, you know, something like that, it's very easy to walk in that guilt all the time. But we have to walk in knowledge, not just feelings. And the knowledge is that the best gift you can give your kids, besides
mm-hmm.
showing them an honest, authentic relationship with Jesus Christ, is showing them what two people working at marriage looks like.
Exactly.
And so, you know, we want the quick-term solution is to buy them what they want or to do what they want. But the long-term solution is to say, you know what, I love this person. I love you, kid, like crazy. I would lay down and die for
mm-hmm.
you. But I am not choosing you over my spouse.
Right.
That is not what God intended. It's not what... we have to walk in this way. And so, you know, and it was hard for my kids at first.
Mm-hmm.
I know it really was, and I didn't always do it perfectly.
Mine too,
but
yeah.
I know that they see Roger and I, and they see what a good marriage can look
mm-hmm.
like.
Mm-hmm. Besides that, and I like what you say in the book, that spoiling your kids will be seen as setting a precedent, and actually it sets them up for that entitlement thing that they're already involved in, that generation. So we can't do that.
No,
it's not good.
Man, that's my red buzzer word.
Yes, yes.
Because I think that everybody in a family can feel entitled.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have, you know, I do believe that we can lessen the entitlement when we practice specific gratitude. And when we can show our kids that we are doing that and that we can show our spouse that we are doing that, it lessens the entitlement in everybody in the family. But our kids are prone to it
mm-hmm.
if we don't actively work against it. And so
yeah.
I mean, all we have to do is look at My Sweet 16 on MTV or something like that. you know, kids will take advantage when almost whenever they can. And so to set firm boundaries and saying, no, we're grateful in this family.
Right.
We don't demand more. We are grateful is a great precedent.
There are so many. Oh, I love this one. Be his girlfriend all over again. That is so cute. That is so cute.
Yeah, dress up for him, mm-hmm. plan a good date, you know, be excited to be around him like you used to be.
Yeah, and like he used to be.
Right.
It's a phenomenal book. Give it to all your girlfriends, ladies. You need to buy it. 101 Simple Ways to Show Your Husband You Love Him. You'll learn who your husband is personality-wise. Kathy Lipp is the author, L-I-P-P. And Kathy, do you have a website?
Yeah, KathyLipp.com, KathyLipp.com.
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, Tawanda, thank you.